This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 9, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. ANN has received a personal email report from a pilot who attended a poorly publicized meeting with representatives of the Transportation Security Administration at the Montrose, Colorado airport a few days ago. The ANN editorial staff has vetted the sender, who wishes, for reasons which will shortly be obvious, to remain anonymous. If this is what it appears to be, the TSA is set to spring another ill-conceived solution in search of a problem on general aviation, specifically a new set of rules which could make it cost-prohibitive for general aviation aircraft to use any of the nation's 420-plus commercial airports. Our source reports four TSA reps from Grand Junction faced a room of 60 local pilots to discuss a new requirement for individual security badges, a different one required at each airport, for anyone to access the tarmac. Without the badge, you'd need an escort who had one. It will fall on airport businesses or local governments to pay for the personnel needed to escort visitors around. An obvious economic non-starter for, say, a 24-hour automated credit card fuel station operator. The meeting also reportedly featured some very direct questions about the policy's effect on operations ranging from young eagles to crop dusting to firefighting. The security directive, which is proposed to take effect April 30th, is also unpublished with no information on what specifically constitutes a violation or what penalties might be. TSA reportedly had no good answers for those in attendance. You can find the lengthy and detailed report dated Sunday, March 8th, and headlined, "Is TSA Readying an All-Out Attack on GA Access to American Airports?" at www.aero-news.net. NASA managers completed a review Friday of Space Shuttle Discovery's readiness for flight and have confirmed the previously tentative launch target of 9:20 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The review included a formal presentation of the status of work on the shuttle's flow control valves. Detailed inspection has resulted in a green light. Discovery's STS-119 flight will deliver the International Space Station's fourth and final set of solar array wings, completing the station's truss or backbone. The arrays will provide the electricity to fully power science experiments and support the station's expanded crew of six in May. The economy is being blamed by General Dynamics for an announcement that its Gulfstream Aerospace subsidiary will be cutting production this year. The company says that will require cutting a total of 1,200 workers, about 550 of them contract personnel. The Eclipse Owners Group has announced its intentions to become a competitor in what is now officially at least a three-way bidding war for the liquidated assets of the former Eclipse Aviation. In its announcement, the group last week said competing proposals are, quote, short-sighted and place undue burdens on an already overtaxed customer base, unquote. At issue is not only the tooling and intellectual property needed to keep the current fleet in service, but all planes currently flying are missing upgrades promised at the time of purchase. Group members fear other bidders for the company's assets will see the owners as a captive market forced to pay exorbitant rates for what they need. All Eclipse owners are encouraged to make email contact at eclipseownersgroup@gmail.com. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The pilot of a crashed P-51 replica is identified. Boeing's Wichita engineers turned down a contract deal again. And the FAA issues a revised AD for the Boeing 777. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about his statement in the current edition that, quote, "The flight instruction profession is in a monumental mess," unquote. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.